It's just something about seeing your software do something in the physical world at the end of the day.
This is Innovation Now, bringing you stories behind the ideas that shape our future.
Getting a robot to move is all about solving some problem you have. What decisions will the robot need to make to solve the problem? What data will be needed to make those decisions? Jean-Pierre Delacroix is a robotics systems engineer at NASA's Jet Propulsion Laboratory. His job is to create and test the complex algorithms and operations software that allow robots to do what they were designed to do.
Saying algorithms sounds really dry, but you got to think about it that once you're in the field and you see a robot move, it's really moving because you've created that algorithm, you've implemented that software, and you've tested it and debugged it, and you've worked with other people to make that happen. And it's almost like you're seeing an algorithm that you've developed or an idea that you've had come to life.
These robots come in all sizes and shapes and can be used in space exploration or terrestrial applications.
Maybe at first it won't work, but you'll go back and you'll make changes to the algorithm or to the software. You'll test again, and then eventually you'll have your robot moving through the world.
For Innovation Now, I'm Jennifer Pulley.
Innovation Now is produced by the National Institute of Aerospace through collaboration with NASA and is distributed by WHRV.